Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? Did you know that on average, a household with at least one credit card struggles with over $15,000 in credit card debt? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. Credit card companies lure you in with low introductory rates and low minimum payments. Before you know it, you're in over your head. National Debt Relief has helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset Program that will dramatically reduce your debt down to a fraction of what you owe. Our Debt Reset Program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. If you owe over $10,000 in credit card debt or even personal loans, call 800-213-5082. There are no upfront fees or out-of-pocket expenses. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how the Debt Reset Program can work for you. Call 800-213-5082. That's 800-213-5082. 800-213-5082.
Hi, this is Bob from Anchorage, Alaska. Wanted to wish everyone a fantastic holiday. It's 10 below here, so I'm trying to keep warm by listening to Into Tomorrow. I recommend you do the same. Back to you, Dave.
Welcome back into tomorrow on this Thanksgiving weekend. Of course, Black Friday, Cyber Monday. It's a very exciting time, isn't it? If you want to part with your money. But at least also, as we've been talking for weeks, of course, some great deals, especially as they relate to consumer tech. So take full advantage of them. And let us know as well what you're asking Santa for this holiday season. What is it that you would love to have? And remember, I've been telling you this for 24 years on the air. When you are dealing with consumer tech, always buy at least two of everything. One to give as a gift because you're thoughtful, and one for yourself. There is no selfishness when it comes to consumer tech. You've got to have the latest and greatest all the way into tomorrow. Can your business survive the rapid advance of technology? Our next guest is here to tell us how you might do just that. The author of the book, Disruption Off, and we'll get his subtitle for it, too. I just couldn't write it down fast enough. And also, by the way, founder of such great sites as Travelocity, co-founder of Kayak.com. He's an excellent speaker talking about turning innovation on. Terry Jones, welcome into tomorrow, Terry. How are you?
I'm great, Dave. Thanks for having me on today.
It's a pleasure to have you. Tell me about Disruption Off.
Well, you know, I wrote the book because I've been speaking about innovation for many years, and obviously I've been an innovator, but people now want to talk about disruption. What's the technology that's coming at them, and what can they do about it? So this book talks about 10 different technologies from big data, AI, the cloud, 3D printing, drones, blockchains, and many more. It talks about five new business models from sharing to platform to subscriptions. We now subscribe to dinners, right, or delivered to our house, to outcomes or direct to consumer. And then it talks about a concept called owning the edge, because the edge used to be about being at first in Maine. Right? Now the edge is the edge of the glass, because that's where the customer is. I saw a great line yesterday that said, a bank used to be a place. Well, a bank isn't a place anymore, right? It's out there in the ether.
Good point.
So all that is kind of a setup to get people to understand how much technology is changing the world in business. And then the second half of the book is, what can you do about it? So there are 20 lessons. We can talk about a few about how do you adapt and adopt to this level of change and remain successful in business.
And I love the fact that you say the second half of the book then says what to do about it, because there are so many good books out there, and some maybe not so good, where they lay out a problem and just get you thinking, and then, okay, what about helping me solve it? So you're apparently doing
just that. You have a life raft?
Yeah, there you go. Exactly. Now, you talk about being a digital disruptor, of course, as an author of Disruption Off. How does one turn disruption off? I mean, isn't that technology in general is all about being disruptive?
Well, you know, I like to say that disruption and innovation are just two sides of the same coin. You only call it a disruption if you don't do it. If you do it, it's an innovation. You're proud of it. But if you don't do it, it's one of those pesky disruptions that is biting at your ankles. So it's about becoming the disruptor yourself and saying, we can change. Instead of saying, how did they do that? you should be saying, how can we do that? We have the sales force, the supply chain, the factory, the brand. How can we do that? You have things a startup would kill for. But maybe you're too slow to change. You don't take risks. The number one thing I see in big companies is they were founded by a risk taker, but they no longer take any risk. They're really good at delivery. They're not very good at discovery. So you have to experiment, and you have to understand there'll be failures. And that's hard for existing companies. I've seen it from the inside. I've served on 17 boards of directors. It's hard to take risk and know you're going to fail. And you have to kill projects and not people. You know, if you learn how to do that, then the people will understand, hey, they want change around here. We are going to experiment, and sometimes it isn't going to work. It's just a bad idea. You have to listen to what the customer says. And if you start doing those things, then you can be on the way to becoming a disruptor yourself.
And that sounds a lot like folks that say, don't worry about failure. You got to fail a little bit in order to get ahead, too. And maybe that's part of your ability to disrupt.
Well, exactly. You know, 75% of venture-backed startups fail. And venture capitalists know that. And they're kind of set up for that. But in business, you know, if we said, gee, half of our projects fail or a third of our projects fail, we'd feel awful about it. So we don't need to fail that often. But if we set up small projects and we can now experiment and test things on the web, we can build prototypes with 3D printers, we don't have to fail big. We can fail small, test it out with customers. I mean, you know, I brought a product from Bose recently, these Bose anti-snoring in-ear device, because I have a partner with Snores, and they started it on Kickstarter. Here's a big company that started a product on Kickstarter because they wanted to know what people thought before they went into production.
But Terry,
that's using startup methods, right, as a big company.
Well, but what I'm concerned about there, though, Terry, is we've had a lot of folks calling us saying over the years, why is it, though, that a big company that already has research and development and funding, and so why on earth would they be at a crowdfunding thing for a new product? And you bring a good example up, you know, Bose, and we know of several others, and it's like, really? They're doing crowdfunding? It seems to me to be kind of a negative, not so?
It's really product testing. Right, they're going out and saying people will put their money about this product. It's a way for us to find out if anybody cares. An easy way. I mean, they have the money, but they don't know if the market cares. So it's a very cheap market test for them. It's not about the money. It's about, will people sign up for this? Do they like it? Will they give us feedback? Can we change it? It's kind of interesting. It's like a story about General Dynamics, who did one of those innovation projects where you invite the crowd to help you innovate.
Yeah.
And guess what? Half the ideas they got were from their own employees.
Oh.
They just weren't listening before.
Oh, geez.
Right? They didn't have a way to listen.
Yeah.
So you have to listen to your own employees, and then you have to act. And as a big company, you have to run marathons and sprints. You know, the marathon is doing what you do every day. The sprint is, let's try something fast and see if we can make it work. And if you make those kind of changes, then you can begin to do something new. I was just speaking to a company, the Hartford Steam Boiler Insurance Company, speaking on innovation. They were started in the Civil War.
Wow.
They've been insuring steam boilers because every factory has one and they occasionally blow up. I said, what are you doing today? They said, we just got into cyber insurance and the Internet of Things because the Internet of Things are going to be in factories, they need to be inspected, and they're going to fail, so they need insurance. That company is going to be 200 years old because they understand how to use their processes to move into the future.
But are they going to change their name to move into tomorrow, or are they still going to be boiler insurance?
Maybe they'll be just Hartford Insurance or something.
Terry, let me pick your brain, though. What do you think these days are the most disruptive technologies?
Well, one of the ones that I think is going to be incredibly disruptive is 3D printing. You know, the majority of hearing aids are now 3D printed. That happened over the space of like 4 years. If you didn't change and adopt, you're not there. GE just got the FAA to approve the first engine part that's 3D printed. Think about how it was made before. Maybe at five little factories somewhere abroad, they went to an assembler, put it together, put it in a warehouse, then eventually put it on a ship and a truck and send it over here. Well, now that part is made right at GE. It's cheaper, lighter, faster, stronger, easier to maintain. And that whole supply chain and all the rest of those guys are gone. Mm-hmm. That's disruption. It's actually bringing manufacturing back onshore. Drones are amazingly disruptive. UPS just got approved for consumer delivery of packages by drones.
Yeah.
But, you know, drones are fighting fires. They're laying down pesticides for crops, but also telling the farmer where he needs more fertilizer and more water. They're flying over malls to look at how many cars are outside the mall to do a projection of sales, right? So we're seeing these technologies applied in so many interesting ways, and then if you put AI on top of them, you get even more interesting results.
AI is also in our commercial breaks in various ways, and I'm going to ask you, Terry, if you don't mind holding a couple of moments, I want to pick your brain on some more things. I noticed, for example, that you talk about 5G being very disruptive. We'll get your take on that, among other things. And if you want to learn the difference between startups and well-established corporations, Terry Jones, founder of Travelocity, co-founder of Kayak.com, and his latest book, Disruption Off, is going to tell us. As Into Tomorrow continues, I'm Dave Graveline. Stay tuned here on the Advanced Media Network.